Okay, we're going to close with a feature from memory. Here's the background. This summer, the National Park Service says more than 2 million people will visit Yellowstone. That's America's first and most famous national park. The main attraction there are the geysers and the hot springs. There are more than 120 of these thermal features, Old Faithful being the most popular. For 26 years, Rick Hutchinson was known simply as the geyser guy at Yellowstone. He was a geologist and a naturalist and the world's foremost authority on geysers. He died several years ago, 1997. But before his death, and here's the memory part, producer Barrett Golding went on a tour with Rick Hutchinson through Yellowstone's geyser basins.
Watch the surface. We've got an area over 2 meters across where the whole ground is pulsating. Now beginning its eruption. And now it's over. Nice short one. It's, you know, just a very, very narrow slit in the rock. So then that the water that's in the geyser starts flashing or exploding into steam, and those explosions and pushing the water out is what causes the eruption. Under Yellowstone, there's a zone of partially molten rock left over from the last big caldera eruption a little over 600,000 years ago. It created a crater that was 45 kilometers wide and 75 kilometers long and dumped volcanic ash and drifts in eastern Nebraska and South Dakota and Kansas and some places more than 6 meters deep. And then following that big eruption, we've had volcanic activity continuing since then. And then rainwater and snowmelt seeps down into the volcanic plateau here. The volcanic rock is very, very porous. And it goes down to near where the semi-molten rock is and gets heated. Right now, the geyser tube is slowly filling. You can see that the water is almost to the top of the vent. Fun feeling the ground shake underneath you when a powerful geyser goes off, or getting coated by ice in the winter as the wind shifts and the spray of a geyser lands on your coat. The areas of geysers in the world are very, very rare. There's geysers in New Zealand, Iceland, Kamchatka, in eastern Siberia, and then at very, very high elevations in Tibet. But you add up all the other geysers in the world, there are fewer than what's here in Yellowstone. Most of the other areas of the world where there are geysers is being destroyed by the extraction of heat and water through geothermal development for energy, space heating, electrical power. This place is protected.
That's Rick Hutchinson. He was a research geologist and geyser expert at Yellowstone National Park for more than 26 years. Rick died in 1997, thanks to producer Barrett Golding at hearingvoices.com. And Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.